Welcome back. Hour number two. Bottom line, I'm Rob Francis. He's John McKay. Phone line's going on hold for a few minutes as we welcome to the program Senator Curtis King from the 14th District, who has served Yakima with distinction for a number of years now. Senator, welcome back to the program. Good to have you.
Yes.
Well, it's always a pleasure to be here, and thanks for asking me.
So let's start, as you are the ranking member on the Transportation Committee, Senator. Did you notice you're paying a little bit more for gas last month?
I did. Yes, I did. We passed a transportation budget that included a 6-cent gas tax increase and a 2% increase per year every year after that to try and keep up with inflation. And just to be upfront about it, I voted for that for a variety of reasons. One of which is the House wanted to raise the gas tax 9 cents. We balked at that size of an increase. But the main reason that I voted for it and supported it is that we have about 6 mega projects going on. One is called the 167-509 or the Gateway. One is 405. One is 520. We have Snoqualmie Pass. We have Highway 18 from I-90 to, almost to I-5. And then we have the North-South Freeway in Spokane. All of those are considered mega projects, and every one of them have seen drastic increases in the cost. And the thing about all of those projects is that they are all started. Some of them are getting close to completion, particularly the 520 as an example. It went up like $700 million, $650 to $700 million. And you can't just stop a project like that. And using that as an example, DOT told us that if we didn't find the money, they would have to stop the project. It would be 6 or 7 years before we could get back to it because we would have to reapply for all of the environmental impact statements and all of those kinds of things that are needed. And it would cost us $1.6 billion more.
You know, Senator, I understand the reasoning, but here's where my question is. We have been continuously taking more money out of the pockets of Washingtonians in a number of different ways at the pump. Mm-hmm. We have, of course, the climate grab where we are taxing anything that emits carbon, and 17% of it has gone to supposed climate causes. The other 83% has gone to agencies, organizational costs, payroll, so on and so forth. We had a shortcoming in the transportation budget because, yes, Washington State, more people are looking at alternative means of travel, less money coming in from the gas tax, but we do have licensing fees on EVs and hybrids. We have other fees that we continue to increase when it comes to transportation, licensing fees, boats, all kinds of things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Where's our money going?
Well, a lot of that, particularly the environmental part of it, is going for a lot of things that, in my opinion, will do little to nothing to really improve the environment, which is what this was supposed to be all about. To your point, I believe the price of our gas in this state is somewhere between 80 cents to a dollar higher than it should be, and you can blame that on a low carbon fuel standard, and you can blame it on a bill that was called cap and trade, where you have to reduce your emissions, and if you can't, then you buy credits from the companies that can, and of course that all goes through the state. As an example, when that first happened a couple years ago, it raised $1.2 billion more than they expected, and transportation got little to none of that. And it all went to, as I understand, the Department of Ecology and to other things, to your point, where it accomplished little to nothing. But that's what we keep doing, and we keep electing those people that that want to support those kinds of things.
You know, Senator, I'm sure you've seen the studies when they come out. Washington State is continually ranking in the bottom five, bottom six when it comes to infrastructure, when it comes to the condition of our roads and bridges. You know, here in Tri-Cities, the last year, I think it was, they took 6 months to repaint the Blue Bridge, which mm-hmm. was great. But what about the structural capacity of the Blue Bridge? We have a number of other bridges and roadways that have real problems in the state. And even DOT, if I remember correctly, has said they have operational, not just equipment, but operational buildings that haven't had any kind of an update or an upgrade in decades.
That's exactly right.
I just, what are we spending it on?
Well, we're, in my opinion, taking a lot of that money that has increased the price of gas, and we're not using it for things that have to do with transportation.
Yep.
Cap and trade is a prime example of that. You know, that money has to be according to the law, which I didn't support and had no input in. That has to go to the reduction of emissions, because the previous governor thought we were going to save the world by cleaning up Washington, which is already one of the cleanest states in the country. But they've mandated all these things. So what you see is the money that goes into transportation out of that Climate Commitment Act has to be used for things like bike paths and walking paths and to pay for transit. Well, transit ridership is down because of COVID and other things, mm-hmm. and people don't want to get on a bus with 75 of their closest friends that are coughing and hacking, or the bum that got on there that lights up their fentanyl in their lap on a piece of aluminum, and they've had cases where the bus driver was so high they had to pull over and stop and get out and breathe some fresh air just to keep themselves from driving off the road. I mean, this is what we're doing. And, you know, believe me, if I had a magic wand, we would change a lot of those things.
We're talking with Senator Curtis King from the 14th District here on the Bottom Line. Senator, I'm glad you brought up transit. I'm really glad you brought up transit, because I think one thing needs to be mentioned with regard to that. I don't think in any city that has transit, there is anything else that puts as much wear and tear on the roads
as buses. Yeah.
And yet I'm also not aware of any area in the state where transit is contributing to the upkeep of those roads. It winds up, for example, in Kennewick. They put a one-tenth percent tax on, added one-tenth to the sales tax mm-hmm. as a road use charge to try and help with the infrastructure and upkeep with the roads. But nobody's sure. gone to transit and said, hey, you use it more than anybody else. How about you kick in for the upkeep? Is there any way that Republicans can look at putting something forward, at least to get public awareness out there? We know Democrats will never pass it, but at least to get awareness out there that transit is destroying the roads and they're not paying to help keep them up.
I can assure you that argument has been made many times. We've pleaded, we've begged, we said everybody has to pay their fair share. Everybody, and that includes transit. The one thing that, and I'm not trying to blow my own horn here, but the one good thing that happened this year in the transportation budget is the Transportation Commission about 3 or 4 years ago said we were no longer going to have to make the buses pay a toll on the Tacoma Narrows Bridge. And they did that because they also said we're not going to make the buses pay on the 520 bridge, the brand new 520 bridge. And I asked them, what was the reasoning? Well, you know, they just can't afford it and blah, blah. Well, yes, they can. During COVID, they got more money than they absolutely knew what to do with. And like you said, everybody's got to pay their fair share. This year in the budget, they have reinstated the tolls on the buses for the Tacoma Narrows Bridge, and they're adding the requirement that the buses on the 520 have to pay the tolls as well. That is about the biggest win I've had in transit in many, many years.
You know, Senator, it's awfully interesting how the majority party talks about everybody paying their fair share until it's time for them to pay their fair share.
Yeah.
Yep, that's exactly right. I mean, and Sound Transit, we could be here for an hour. Sound Transit doesn't really do a very good job. They do an absolutely poor job of collecting the fares from the people that ride on Sound Transit. They keep saying they're going to do better and do better, but they don't. And they are the most expensive when their projects are done. When I got there, they were supposed to have the underground rail from Capitol Hill to the U of Dub was supposed to be done in 2007. It wasn't done until 2014, and they had the gall to say, we completed it ahead of schedule and under budget. And why could they say that? Is because every year they would go through their list of projects and they would increase the cost of those projects and lengthen the time that they had to complete them with. And then they had the audacity to say, even though they were 7 years late and millions of dollars over budget, had the audacity to say, we completed it ahead of schedule and under budget. That's what you deal with when you deal with entities like Sound Transit. It's amazing to me that the people continue to support that group. There's nobody that can rein them in because they are an entity unto themselves. And they spend money like you can't believe and get very little result for it.
Senator Curtis King from Yakima, representing the 14th District. Always appreciate your time, sir. Thank you for joining us. And we look forward to talking.
Pleasure's always mine. Thank you for the opportunity.
Absolutely. Look forward to talking to you again soon, sir.
Look forward to that. Thank you.
Senator Curtis King from Yakima joining us on the program.